As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buzz in a bee.
That's right. Katie and her crew going to get you taken care of and, you know, make that grow. Badass. Big old sticky shock absorber sized buds. Hit them up. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. And stay with us on this one because it's a doozy. A groom in Chicago is working with a bridal shop to reorder his fiance's wedding gown just a few months before the wedding. All right, so they're in crunch time. Hunter, you've done a lot of weddings. You know it's a stressful time, right? Anyway.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
She's already bought it and picked it up and gave it to the groom's mom for safekeeping. Then the groom's grandmother died. She wanted to be buried in her wedding dress. And the groom accidentally gave the funeral home his fiance's wedding dress instead.
Come on, dude.
It was a closed casket, so she didn't know. But thanks to TikTok, everyone else does. So, again, let me just tie a bow on this. A lady bought a wedding dress for her wedding coming up in a few months. Gave it to the groom's mother. The groom's grandmother died. In the groom's grandmother's will, she said, I want to be buried in my wedding dress. So they got a wedding dress. Mm-hmm. However, it wasn't the grandmother's wedding dress. It was the bride's wedding dress that now this dead lady
is buried. The bride-to-be.
Yeah, the bride-to-be.
All right, so here's what you do. Here's what you do. You dig that old bag up, and you get the dress off, and then you don't have anything to worry about.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All joking aside, that's probably a viable option depending on how much the wedding dress costs. Like, what's the line there where we're like, all right, this wedding dress was like $8,000. I don't think Nana would care. We'll switch it out. It'll be fine. And give it a quick clean.
You dig Grandma up right now. You dig her up. That's what somebody in the background is suggesting, that everybody's thinking it, but nobody's saying it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the dirt can't be that packed down yet, right? I mean, it might still be able to get a couple easy shovels full, get the wheelbarrow. I mean, you make it a family affair. All right, we're going to go dig up Grandma today.
You got the drunk uncle in the back while they're all talking about it. All of a sudden, you just hear him in the back. Why don't you just dig the bitch up?
Jesus, Josh.
What?
Should we?
I'm just saying. She's dead. She's not going to notice, right?
You know?
How do you make that mistake? How do you, I guess maybe in all of the confusion and emotions, I mean, a wedding dress is a wedding dress, right?
Should have been an open casket. I bet your grandma's looking hot.
But what are you going to do then?
Better than those old school ones.
What are you going to do then, though? Let's say it was an open casket and this bride walks up and she goes, hey! That's my wedding dress. Like, are you going to take it off for later? Like, okay, hey, let's just finish the wake here.
No, what you do, you fireman carry Grandma over to the bathroom and you switch it up real quick, then toss her back into the casket before they bury that thing.
This lady's going to be okay with throwing out a wedding dress that a dead lady was wearing, that a dead grandma had on?
Man.
And I see
casket, too.
Thinking, too, Grandma must have kept it tight if she can still fit into a wedding dress, right? Probably still looking good.
Yes. Well,
still looking good?
You know.
I don't know. That's wild, man. That's
wild. What would you do in this situation, Brock?
I would say, honey, I'm sorry. I screwed up. Nana is wearing your wedding dress, and she is 6 feet under. Yep. I will buy you a new one, okay? I will buy you a new one.
How about we just wear shorts to the wedding? How about we just do a casual wedding, you know? You can wear jeans.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Think of it as a blessing in disguise, okay? Or why don't you wear Nana's old dress? You couldn't do that. I don't know.
You'll anyway, switcheroo.
You'll switcheroo, yeah. Well, either way, guys, be careful what you bury Grandma in. It might be something your wife or your future wife needs to wear sometime soon.
Double check.
All right, and there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.